Tomorrow night, all eyes will be in Manchester as Carl Frampton takes on the undefeated Josh Warrington for the IBF World Featherweight title. Carl is looking to end 2018 on a high. He's the bookie's favourite, but will it be a straightforward fight? The boxing pundit Steve Bunce with us today. Morning to you, Bunce. Morning.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Doing okay, thank you. And the sports journalist Stephen Beaker. Morning to you, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you too. Well, Mr. Bunce, will this be a walk in the park for Frampton?
No, it will not be a walk in the park for Frampton, because this kid Warrington, he wins all the fights he's meant to lose, unfortunately. So when you think he's up against it, he makes it look easier. When you think he's really against it, he finds a way to win. Thankfully, Carl and his trainer, Jamie Moore, are fully aware of the danger this kid from Leeds poses.
What danger does he pose?
He's busy. He's relentless. He's got a good chin. He's got a great engine. And this is a side effect, and it's not something we should maybe publicise or talk about. He's got a, as I described it in The Independent, he's got a loose head. A lot of the guys he beats end up with cuts. And he beat a man called Lee Selby to win the title in front of 25,000 people at Ellen Road back in May. And Selby ended up with two unbelievable gashes, both caused by careless head work. And that's something that Carl needs to be really, really conscious of. Because it's one thing having a hard fight against a younger champion who's still hungry. It's another thing doing it when the men in your corner are having to spend the entire 50 or 60 seconds trying to close an enormous gash. That's something you don't need.
Stephen?
It's a massive, massive fight for Carl Frampton. And as Steve says there, Warrington is no mug. He's won 27 fights out of 27. He's a class operator. But I do believe Carl Frampton is a class above. Since he lost his world title, Stephen, to Leo Santa Cruz, Carl Frampton has been building up to this. He's had three fights, three wins. One of those was at Windsor Park. That was a dream come true for him, and this will be another dream come true. He's hungry, he's eager, and he's got the street smarts to go and win this fight. I think Jamie Moore, he just looks so happy now, Carl Frampton, within himself and in a boxing ring. And I think the difference that Jamie Moore as a trainer has made to him over the last year is incredible. It really is. And Frampton's going to go in with confidence. He's going to go in with conviction. And he believes that he's going to produce a big, big performance. He's going to need it. But I believe that he will be world champion come Saturday night.
And obviously, Steve Bunce, you know, most of us from Northern Ireland, we're proud of what Carl's doing. And, you know, he's from this wee place and he's one of us. Where does he rank in terms of his skills as a fighter?
Well, what Carl's got, and it's often overlooked, is he's got brilliant timing. He's got this fantastic feet he's got. I know he doesn't use his feet in theory when he's boxing, but he's great at judging distance. He's great at judging time. And when he beat Leo Santa Cruz that glorious summer night in New York back in 2016, when the city just about stopped, it was one of those old-fashioned throwback fights. What he was in that fight was brilliant technically, brilliant tactically. He used his brain, not just his brawl, not just overpowering guys like he had in the past. He was brilliant. And what Carl's got is this timing thing. He's not an enormous featherweight. You know, he's got shorter arms, he's a bit lower in height, but his feet allow him to do things that a bigger, naturally bigger featherweight would do. And what's more, and Stephen alluded to it there, he can bang, he can really punch. So he can, in theory, hurt Josh Warrington. But in 26-odd fights and lots of amateur fights, I've never seen Josh Warrington hurt. And he's taken some full-on-the-chin punches, some big shots. This kid's a little whirlwind. And I just think in that last four rounds, this could be a really crucial 12 or 9 minutes of Carl Frampton's career. He'll be really pushed down that last little stretch.
And let's not forget Paddy Barnes and Michael Conlon, Stephen Beaker, will be fighting tomorrow night as well.
That's right. And it's a big, big fight this for Paddy Barnes too, because as Steve will know, Paddy lost a world title shot at Windsor Park, and that was a really hurtful defeat in more ways than one for Paddy. He's fighting a guy called Isaac Kay from Ghana, very experienced operator. But Paddy Barnes, listen, he's got quick feet and he's got a sharp mind, and he wants this back. He wants another world title shot because he was so gutted to lose out on that chance at Windsor Park. It's over 6 rounds, and I think Paddy's going to win that one on points. And Michael Conlon, a future world champion, and no doubt about it whatsoever, had the most wonderful amateur career and now is doing the business on the pro circuit. He's up against a guy called Jason Cunningham from England, and it's a test and fight for Conlon, but He does want to go through the gears because he wants a world title shot in 2019, and this will be a real test for him. But again, it's something I think he should come through. And it's amazing, you know, Stephen, for Northern Ireland boxing, you've got Frampton, Conlon and Barnes on the same bill in Manchester on a huge night for boxing. The undercard in this one is phenomenal. You got to give credit to Frank Warren, the promoter, and everyone involved in this for putting it together. It's going to be an amazing night, and hopefully come the end of it, Carl Frampton will be holding that world title belt aloft and bringing it home to Belfast on Sunday.
And it's on BBC Radio Ulster and on BBC 5 Live tomorrow night, Steve Bonds.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it continues a run that BBC Radio have had this year with that Tony Bellew fight against Alexander Usyk, and of course the big one in Los Angeles on the 1st of December when we were all out there en masse. In fact, I was surprised you didn't show up.
I was about to say that. You were all out there. I wasn't all out there.
Well, let me assure you. Until
this fight's on my show, can I say, every Saturday night? And I don't get out there.
Yeah, but Stephen, we always talk. When we hand over to you, we always talk lovingly and we always give you something to talk about, my friend.
Never mind that. I want to talk about it while sitting beside you in L.A. the next time it's in L.A.
Well, listen, if only I had the power to get you on a seat next to me, to have you with me.
You've got the power, Bunsy, to get yourself out there.
Now, listen, it's been a good year. And Steve's absolutely right. For Belfast fighters, for Northern Irish boxing, for Irish boxing, what a year it's been. Katie Taylor doing all of her stuff on the worldwide scene. And the three guys we've mentioned here, Frampton, Little Paddy and Conlon, who's really special, to be on the same bill. Everybody that's going to make this journey. And bear in mind, Stephen, when we finish here, we will be less than 48 hours away from Christmas Day. Think about that.
I'm thinking about the turkey. Steve, thank you very much. Stephen Beacom, thank you. Morning to you both.